A Modern Day Appointed Place. The Woman at the Well, Part 2. All things work together for good, whispered Rachel to her husband as she boarded the air ambulance to fly baby Caleb to Dryden Hospital. Why had this happened? On the final day of their visit to Brian's unsaved family, or earlier, the two parents had knelt beside Leah and Caleb, pleading to the Lord, both of whom had had a four-wheeled buggy topple on them during a fun ride. Before driving to the hospital, who airlifted them to a specialist hospital. A punctured lung, spinal injuries, or worse, were some of the possible outcomes. And all this happened the day before the planned 2-day return drive to Alberta. I will keep him and her in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Oh, it's easy to say this when skies are blue above, but what about times of deep distress? The little family had spent 2 weeks seeking to witness to Brian's family, knowing the return of the Lord is soon, even at the door. Oh, and how much they desired their salvation. Their prayer had been that their visit would tell forth the gospel of Christ. And now Rachel and Brian were apart. And now their precious baby son was being rushed to a specialist pediatric hospital. But thy will be done, they prayed. Soon airlifted to London, Ontario, tests were started to be performed, and one by one scan results were favourable. God's healing touch on a little boy. Still with neck brace and lung drain, the MRI required a general anaesthetic, and then followed the hours of waiting, with 1 John chapters 4 and 5. As Rachel read through these precious verses, one by one God spoke through them, each verse packed with a promise of love from a faithful God. Oh, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Each verse pointed out his plans and purposes. Abide in me. We abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. Each verse pregnant with meaning, for all Scripture is given. There is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Before the airlift, Caleb had already been given to God, whether he live or die. But God knows the plans he has for us, plans for good and not for evil. And as Rachel read her Heavenly Father's word, she was kept in perfect peace, for she had learned that in all things she could trust him. As she sat reading, she hoped she would be shown his plans and purposes. And the man sitting opposite struck up a conversation, amazed by her composure. When hearing her little catalogue, he was open to the good news of Christ. All things do work together for good. Here was her modern day appointed place for that day. Just as Jesus had his divine appointment that other day at Samaria's well. Anyone who is a mother or father, surely anyone at all, must know that the hardest thing to surrender to God is your child, your son, your daughter, your precious child. as Rachel read through 1 John chapters 4 and 5. God's greatest gift struck her. And this is the testimony that God has given us his Son. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Like Abraham, Rachel knew that she was being asked this very question. Do you love me? Do you love me enough to give me your only Son to me? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Rachel's prayer as she waited during that testing time, as time ticked slowly by, was, Lord, this is my precious Son. He has been yours from conception. I don't want him to die, but I pray for his healing and wholeness. Nevertheless, your will be done, to your praise and glory. 1 John chapter 5 reminded her, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. And as she sat talking about the greatest gift of the Son of God to the man, the nurse came in and told her, Caleb has woken up. And Jesus needs must go through Samaria, for there was a woman. Rachel needed to go to Ontario Hospital, for there was a man. And we too need to go where God sends us, for there are many men and women. The Lord Jesus is coming back, and he's coming soon. Maybe today, maybe next week or next year, but he is coming, and he's coming soon. He is coming back by God's appointment, in God's way, and in God's time. May we surrender all to him, whether a person or a thing. May we surrender every idol to him. May we each be prepared to give all to him who loves us, just as he gave his all for us. For John's final words in 1 John chapters 4 and 5 are, little children, keep yourself from idols. This devotional was written in 2011. Caleb is fully healed and back to health and strength now. Rachel and Brian continue to praise God for his gracious healing hand. And Leah and Caleb, oh, they continue to have fun together. But through it all, God remained faithful. Thou wilt keep him and her in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. For all things do work together for good to them that love and trust him. May God place each of us in his appointed place. And may we be ready to go, no matter what the cost.